Welcome to the Well Society Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Kay, licensed master level social worker and certified Christian health and life coach. I'm your professional go-to expert for all driven yes women who desire more energy, peace, and joy for the things and people she loves the most so she can be well, feel well, and do well while coming to the proverbial well of Jesus. Thanks for coming to the well today. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the Holy, Healthy Christian Moms Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Kay, certified biblical health coach. I've been unmistakably called by Jesus to help Christian moms add energy to their days and reignite passion to their purpose as holy, healthy Christian moms. All right. Hey, hey, holy, healthy Christian moms. It has been a quick minute since I have done a podcast here. So I'm excited to be back in the recording chair, and I am excited to bring more podcasts to you in 2022. First of all, I want to say how excited I am that Holy, Healthy Christian Moms was actually nominated as 56th out of a list of 80 of top podcasts for moms to listen to in the year 2021. So I just want to thank all of you loyal listeners for helping to make that possible. And I am hopeful that the Lord will continue to guide more women to this podcast. It just tickles me pink when the Lord is being shared in secular ways, because I was definitely not the only, I was about the only Christian podcaster who was on that mom's list. So yay, go Jesus, right? So today it's the Tuesday before Christmas, 2021. And I just wanted to open up a little bit here and to share some heart hard things with you guys, and just some different things in my world. This is a very special day for me and my family. December 21st of 2010, I'm just going to abbreviate it real quick here. After 6 years of infertility, my husband and I, we finally got pregnant with our first baby. And on December 21st of 2010, we found out that that baby no longer had a heartbeat, and I ended up having a miscarriage. And that was a very, very tough season, because I just didn't understand why in the world God would allow 6 years of infertility. And then I would get pregnant with what the doctor called a sporadic pregnancy, and then just take that child away. That did not make sense in my brain. And I had some postpartum after that, which people didn't really understand, because I didn't have a baby. And I'm like, but I have all the, like, I didn't physically deliver a baby and hold a baby. But what they weren't seeing is that there was a baby and there were hormones, and postpartum became a part of my life. And I didn't understand it because I'd never been pregnant before. But fast forward to a few years, we had our daughter, Juliana. Juliana was baptized on the anniversary of the last date that we heard our baby's heartbeat. And then a couple years later, we had our son, William, and he was baptized today. So God, it just has a really interesting way of tying dates together and just making beauty from ashes. So this is a really special day. And I wanted to come on and just share an article I wrote with an article I wrote for our local magazine called Chapin Neighbors. And I write for them about 6 times a year, just different articles about different heart matters that involve Jesus. But I wrote this article, and I thought that it could really bring some peace and truth to different women and men who are hurting this Christmas season. So I'm just going to spend this podcast reading this article to you. I'd love to know your feedback. So put it in the comments or shoot me an email at Erin, E-R-I-N-K-A-Y, coaching@gmail.com. All right. The title of the article is Holy Healthy Chapin. Okay. This time of year is a blend of feelings of joy and pure wonder as we anticipate and celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. This anticipation is elegantly dancing in harmony with the excitement of being with people who we deeply love. Cue all the Hallmark movies, couch snuggles, decorations, hot cocoa, and the prayer of a few cold-ish South Carolina days. And don't we all love December evenings crisp enough for us to light up a crackling fire or two? Oh, I pine for these special days all year long. For many of us, these days are also filled with indescribable grief for wounds that have yet to heal or may never heal all the way. It's filled with eerie and gut-punching blows of the mysteries of what life would be like if only. Fill in the blank. My heart can be a blizzard of the good and the hard. Oh, so hard emotions from mid-November through mid-January of the new year. My heart often weeps for my family of six as we muddle through personal Christmastime wounds and also for the past and present damage that floods the hearts of those in our extended family and closest friends. In early December 2018, while sitting around the dinner table with my husband and four children, my oldest daughter, who was six, suddenly started naming all of our family members at the table and then pointed to the sky to count our family as seven. My husband and I looked at each other with a curious look and then to her for an explanation. My precious daughter confidently stated that we are a family of seven because of the baby who died before her. It was all my husband and I could do to keep it together. She is right. We are and always will be a family of seven. Well, until marriage and grandbabies, of course. My husband and I were overwhelmed with sorrow and joy simultaneously. I presume, much like the sorrow and love that mingled down from the cross on Calvary. I cannot begin to understand the why of the injuries our souls endure. Perhaps the overwhelming tidal waves of emotions that come to us during this time of the year are quite intentionally placed by God to knock us to our knees and remember who we came from and who we depend on. To remember the dank, dirty, and smelly place where God brought his son into the world, which is poetically akin to the condition of our hearts without the gift of the Trinity. To remember the purest form of love that God gave us on Christmas Day and God's redemptive decision that ultimately saved us from living in an eternal cycle of holiday grief. To remember to water our roots of grace that come from his seeds of faith, hope, love, and joy. These roots are what will sustain us in this life and hold us steady when these enormous and painful emotions rock our treetops and break our branches. My heartfelt prayers are extended to everyone who is feeling the holiday heaviness this season. Find your hope in God's promises to all of us as we weather this storm called life. Our branches might break and our trees might lose their leaves, but our roots will never change. Praise the Lord for his steadfastness and the truth that we are his chosen people, even in our deepest pain. Joy. It's a buzzword during the Christmas season. It's somewhat pithy, actually, when brought alongside what James 1, 2 through 4 states. Consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Joy. Consider it all joy this Christmas season. With every circumstance and experience, look to Scripture and consider it all joy. He loves you. He sent his one and only Son to die on the cross for you. Yes, for you. Cry a little, laugh a lot, and consider it all joy this season and every season to come. Amen. Thanks for tuning in today. If you'd like to find out more information on how to be a holy, healthy Christian mom through free practical advice, group programming, and paid one-on-one coaching, find us on Facebook in the group Holy Healthy Christian Moms, or check out my website, therootedhelpcommunity.com. I look forward to seeing you soon. My prayer is that you are leaving this episode with more energy, more joy, and more peace than when you came to. Make sure to subscribe and share the Well Society podcast so that we can reach more driven yes women like you. Come join us in the Women at the Well Christian Health and Wellness Support Group on Facebook and subscribe to my email list to stay apprised of all upcoming events, programs, and coaching opportunities. If the content of this episode resonated with you and you'd like to speak with me about investing and working with me one-on-one or in the Well Society Intensive, please visit www.aaronkcoaching.com to schedule a complimentary fitting call. Until the next time we meet at this well, do well, be well, and feel well.